Right? Okay, so now we are up to packet 25 in Rabbi Simon's Gospel Kol Shirim. It is past Akum. Okay? So in this year, and likewise the year that follows, it was a lot of like piskei dinim, just like straight dinim. It's going to be like a lot of facts. Okay? So number one, what is past Akum? Past Akum means that the bread has all kosher ingredients. The only problem is that a goy baked it. Okay? So the Rabbanan answered that. Why do they ask for that? So the Rambam explains, because mishum chasnus. We don't want the Jew to be close to the goyim, and if they start eating together, they don't want to get too close and lead to any intermarriage. That is fine. So that's the Mishnah, and that's the Rambam, and that's how we assume. Great. Now, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch also. Mishum chasnus. Now, what is considered pas akum? So pas akum is if a goy bakes the whole bread. We pass it in Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rambam, that if Yisrael has any contribution to this baking process at all, there will not be an issur of pas akum. So if the Jew turns on the fire, or if he stokes the coals, or even if he throws a piece of wood, a chip of wood into the fire, that will suffice to take away the ifter of pas akum, because all you need is basically a hecker.
Even the mechaber would be more than that, right?
This is the mechaber, yes. Yeah.
And he would not be mechaber. I mean, not that. Yeah. And
we
didn't, visual
akum. We're not doing visual akum. Yeah.
Wow.
We're going to get there.
Throwing a distinction.
Yes, yes. So this is pas akum. Everyone holds, mechaber, everyone holds that throwing in a kisum, any hishtasos that the Yisrael has, will take away the ifter of pas akum, and we'll make it mutter. Okay, so now there's another big concept called pas palter. What's pas palter? Pas palter means that it's from a professional baker. You go to the bakery. Pas balabais is, you know, my next door neighbor, right? Pas palter is I go to the bakery and I buy it from the store, the professional baker. Okay, so the Machaber writes that on plate in when it's a shasad chach, let's say there's no nachtom Yisrael, there's no Jewish baker around. So if it's a shasad chach, so people are makel, there are places that are makel that they will buy pas palter from a goy, meaning they'll go to the non-Jewish bakery, and again all the ingredients are kosher, and buy the bread from the non-Jewish store owner. Okay, and that's from the Rambam. Okay. And that's what the Mechaber writes. B'shas ha'chach, that you could do that when there's no Nachtom Yisrael around. The Ramah, this is what many Ashkenazim rely on, says no, even if there is Jewish bakeries around, it's still mutter to go to buy pas palter, to buy bread from a non-Jewish bakery, and he bases that on the Mordechai. And the Mordechai says that part of that gzeira, pas palter, was not nispashe. That part of the gzeira was never took hold, and therefore it's mutter, even though pas Yisrael is available, you're still allowed to buy commercially, you know, go to the non-Jewish bakery and buy pas palter. Again, all ingredients are kosher. Now, that's pas palter, which we're familiar with. Is there a heter by pas balabais? So, it's interesting. The Shulchan Aruch says two different things. Meaning, first he says, this is all in Kofi Beis, in Yeridea, in Sif Beis he says, you know, there's no heter of pas balabais. That's what he says. Because it's Xerim Mishum Chasnas. They didn't give any, no one's going to say that's mutter. But if you fast forward a little bit to Ches, to Sif Ches, he says that there are some who say that if it's mamish, eno matzoi, any pas Yisrael, then there are some that are mekel that you're allowed to even get from a non-Jewish, pas balabais from a non-Jew. So, you know, put those two things together, and I guess really, if it's a regular shasar chach, no, but I guess if it's a super shasar chach and it's, you know, you can't buy bread, so then yesh mekelim. Okay.
As long as the Jew is involved in one of those three ways, whatever.
In anything. As long as the Jew, if the Jew throws a piece of a toothpick into the fire,
right.
It's fine.
Right now, are we talking about the Jews involved or not involved?
No, no, I'm talking about I was just asking that it was involved. That's okay.
Meaning
but
from before.
But what we just said now is when you said Vas Halavayas, I'm talking about
without any Jewish
mother. Right. Otherwise, it'd be mother.
Yeah, of course.
Right. Machaber.
Yeah, it's all machaber. Okay. Now, let's talk about a couple of permutations. Let's say that it's made by a non-Jewish. Let's say I'm Mekel and Paspalter. Okay. And a non-Jewish baker makes the bread. But he has extra bread. He brings it home. And now he invites me over to eat. So the Shulchan Aruch says that, no, that's pas bala bais. Even though it was made by the palter, but since he's now inviting me as a friend, that's going to be part of the Isra of pas bala bais. And that will be yasser.
It's very difficult to understand.
Well, why?
Because after he baked it as a commercial baker.
Right, but I guess since there's still the chash of chashas, because he's inviting me as a friendly, neighborly dinner.
Right.
Now, the Shulchan Aruch says...
That was the Shulchan Aruch?
Yeah, everything come out is straight from the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so let's say it's the opposite a little bit, okay? Yeah, Pas Bala Bais, right? Next door neighbor baked bread. Okay, so it's also now the Isser has just kicked in. Now even if he sells it to a palter, and the palter now wants to sell that commercially, it will be Isser, because once it got the shame Isser when the Bala Bais made it, that Isser is not going to leave. Okay, but then he writes. Right, meaning, but we did just say, right, meaning, we are playing both sides a little bit. Meaning, now we're saying it's based on the baker, right? Even though before we said that, but if the palter bakes it and then invites the straw over as a friend, we asked for that too. So Rabbi Solomon pointed out in Shir that, we are kind of being machmer on both angles here. Okay. Now.
So why is there a problem with chasnas if he sold it to a nachtan?
Because once the iser was chal on the bread when he made it, right?
Cannot be exactly.
Bread. Now, an interesting halacha is like this: if let's say there's a balaba, a Jewish guy, he's machmir on pas, but he does not eat pas palter. He eats pas yisrael only, and he's having a guest over. And the guest brings over some pas palter, right? So now I have pas yisrael on the table and pas palter on the table. So l'kavod the oreach, the balabas, the Jewish balabas, is allowed to make the bracha on the pas palter. Again, assuming the pas palter is a better quality bread, you want to make the bracha on that. And not only that, I'll cover the oreach, the Jewish balabas could eat that pas palter the whole suda. Shouldn't be like he makes the bracha and then doesn't eat it and leaves it to the areach. I'll cover the areach. It's mutter for him to eat it the whole suda. I'll cover it for his guest. Okay? Another halacha. This is all different halachas in Simon Kofi Beis. In Kofi Beis, Sifsei Sob, it says that someone who is nizar and pas palter, so it's only in eating it. If it's put in the same plate and it's like pas palter is no same tam into your bread, it's okay. There's no Isser Tam. There's no Isser Chasnas when it comes to Tam. So that's okay.
Well, it's cold anyway.
Assuming it's hot.
It's also warmed in the same thing.
Right, assuming it's hot and there'd be some Blia, it would be okay. Yeah, it would be okay. Because there's no Isser Tam here. Another halacha which we said is that if you are someone who's Nizar in Pas, Nati Pas Akum, and he's on the Derech, so we have Kolim. He's on the derech. How far do you have to go to wait till you get to your Pas Yisrael? So if it's in the direction that you're going, it's Dalad Milim, which Rav Solomon says is at 72 minutes. If it's out of your way, it's about 18 minutes. Okay? One meal. Okay, now, we spoke all the time about Pas Akum. What is Nichlal in Pas Akum? What is Pas Akum? Okay, bread. That's clear. Okay? But the Shulchan Aruch of Kofiud Beis Sif Vav says, even Lekach, even kichels, even mini de mesika, sweets, you know, things they eat for dessert type things. Those things are also nichlal in the Isra of Pas Avim, even though it's not the loaf of bread. The Shach, we have a machlokes now between the Shach and Avnei Nezer. The Shach says that's only if it's Blila Ava, only if it's dough. Like, what's the Ava is like dough, right? Only if it's like bread dough.
Dough.
Blila Ava, but not Blila Rafka. I understand it to mean like Dover's batter. Right? Like cookie. Cookie is cookie dough, right?
Cookie butter.
But cookie is dough, right?
Mm.
Cake is really batter.
Yeah.
Right? So, Blila Ava, but not Blila Rafka. The Avnei Nezer argues and says, no, even something which is Blila Rafka, even a batter type thing, which is loose, that will also have the Isra Pas Avim, and he brings the Raya because they're both Chayv and Chala. So once they're both Chayv and Chala, you see they're both Nichlal in bread. Now, we just quoted the Machlokas, Blila Ava, Blila Raka, between the Shach and the Nezer. But now the big breakthrough possible kula here is what Rabbi Ginach quotes B'Shem Rav Moshe, that they spoke to Rav Moshe about this, and likewise Rav Abadi holds this. And this is the big breakthrough kula, is that nowadays we have something called commercial products. You go into the supermarket, right? It's bought on a commercial scale. It's not pas palta bias. Is that pas palta, or is that even better than pas palta? So this chiddush of Rav Moshe was that it's even better than pas palta. It's industrial. So you don't even come in any contact with any baker. You don't even come in contact forget the balabais, even the baker behind the counter of the store. You don't even see him. You're taking it off the shelf and you're buying it at the register. So that is even better than pas palter, and everything would be mutter. There'd be no iser at all, pas palter. Even if you're nizer on pas palter, it'd be makel on industrial foods. One more thing we mentioned in this long shir was that, and we'll see this het of Rav Moshe may possibly come back to Nafkamina. We'll explain in a second. And that is, we find two times that even people who are nizar in pas, people who are mekel, I'm sorry, in pas palter, there's a minog to be machmir. When is that? Number one is the Torah quotes in Tafresh Gimel about Aseres Yemei Teshuva. During Aseres Yemei Teshuva, people who are generally not nizar in pas palter try to be nizar in pas palter. And the second place is quoted in Hilchos Shabbos and Reish Mem Beis, the Magen Avraham brings down, again, there's talk about it there on the page, but the Magen Avraham definitely brings down once minog, or possibly he understands it, that on Shabbos you should not have pas akum, and that's why the minog is that everyone makes their own challahs, so they'll have pas yisrael.
It's an interpretation, it doesn't say it in the
Kiddush. Maybe the Magen Avraham does, maybe the people, others have different pshatim, different pshatim in that. So, but that's the Magen Avraham. That's what the Magen Avraham holds. Shittas Magen Avraham. That on Shabbos you should have pas yisrael, and that's why people would make challahs. Good. So now, Rabbi Simon thought that maybe he is throwing this out as a possibility. Maybe there's a difference between these two dinim. Maybe when it comes to Aseres Yemei Teshuva, the chumra is not to be makel on pas palter. And therefore, industrial items, Cheerios and industrial bread, would be mutter, because you're not relying on the heter of pas palter. It's not even b'chval gzeira. However, when it comes to Shabbos, he felt maybe the chumra of the Magen Avraham, this whatever it is not to. It's not that we're not going to be mekel on pas palter. It's to dafke eat pas yisrael. Al tara, you want to eat pas yisrael. So, even if it's a commercial item and it's not pas palter, but it's pas yisrael, it's not. So he threw that out as a possibility. And then the nafkamina would be again eating commercial products on Shabbos. Is that nichol in this chumra or not? That's just a suggestion that Rabbi Simon put out there. Okay? That's the Pasach for sure. Okay?
Don't even rely on Rav Moshe's heterodox.
Again, it's an assignment for the dad. He didn't say it before, but he suggested it. Suggestion. Okay, we're now up to the next packet and final packet, packet 26. Okay, you plugged in there? You're good? We're good? Okay.
Plugged in.
Okay, packet 26. Bishalachim. Okay, a little bit shorter of a shir, but still several, like, piskivim. Okay, so Bishalachim is something which is, again, kosher ingredients. The only problem is it was cooked by a guy. Okay? So this is an Issei D'Rabbanan. Why? So the Rambam says, Mishum Chasnus, once again, we don't want the Jew and the guy eating together and have sharing meals together because you don't want the families to become close and lead to a chasnus and intermarriage. So that's what the Rambam writes, Mishum Chasnus. Rashi likewise writes Chasnus. There's a Rashi in one place, in Avodah Zarah Laman Ches, where he has a different reason that maybe, even though this is kosher, but if you start eating with them, they'll end up giving you something treif, and you'll unwittingly eat treif at some point. So therefore, they just asked to pass Bishalachim B'chlal. So it's either Mishum Chasnus, or that one Rashi says because of Shemei Achleinu Devertamei. Okay. But it is Aser. So now, there are the two big kolam in Bishalachim, as we're all familiar with, from the Rambam, from the Gemara, Abu Zara and the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch passes this way, in Kufi Gimel Aleph, and the two kolam are as follows. Number one, the only time Bishalachim is Aser is if it's something which is not Nechol Kamo Shehu Chai. It's not eaten in its raw state. It needs to be cooked to be eaten. That, then, we can start to talk about an Isser Bishalachim. If it's something which can be eaten raw, you just happen to cook it, there's no Issei Bishalachim. A carrot, right? I could eat a carrot raw. If a guy cooks the carrot, I can still eat it because he didn't make this the food. It was edible before. That's klal number one. The second klal is that it's only an Issei Bishalachim if it's Ola al Shulchan Malachim, which means that it's a chashuva dish, something you would serve as a chashuva supper or something like that. It's not something which is like, on the run food. You know, it's a davar chashuv. That's what we call Ola Shulchan Malachim. So whenever you want to assess whether something is Bishalachim, you need to have these two criteria. Okay. So now, let's talk about some of the dinim. So number one, as Chasson has mentioned before, does the heter that we had by past Akum of the Jew contributing to the Bishal process by either stoking the coals, or lighting the fire, or throwing a kisim, a piece of wood in, does that work by to be master Bishal Akum or not? Mechaber says no. He's more machmer by Bishal Akum, and those heterim do not apply at all. The Ramah says they do apply. So the Ramah to the Ashkenazim is Mekil, so the heterim of past Akum, for instance, throwing in a little piece of wood, a toothpick, or turning on the fire, if a Jew does that, it will help for past Akum, and it will also help for Bishal Akum as well.
So that's the speech.
By Bishal Akum.
Yeah.
Past Akum, everyone agreed it applies?
Yeah.
By Bishal Akum, it's a machlokes, Mechaber is Machmir, Ramah is Megdal. Okay. Couple of more situations here. Okay, let's say the Jew puts it on the fire and then it's removed. And then the guy returns it to the fire. So is that going to be considered Bishalachim or not? So the call is like this. Is that if the Yisrael's cooking made it at least Maichol Vendrusoi, then it's Mutter. We view it as if it's cooked already, and then what the guy does is not going to answer it because it's already cooked by the Jew. If it was Maichol Vendrusoi. When it was on the fire from the Jews putting on, it was not yet cooked Maichol Vendrusoi, and then when it was taken off and the guy puts it back, then it gets to Maichol Vendrusoi, then it will be Aser. Al-Bishalachim. Now, let's say the opposite. Let's say the goy cooks it, k'maichol ben drusoy, and it gets removed, and the Jew puts it back on. So what's the halacha there? So here, the Mechaber says an interesting thing. He says it's aser, except if it's a shas erchach, such as it's Erev Shabbos, it's Erev Yontif, you have Orchim over, you really need it, it's some type of a hefsid, then the Mechaber is mekil. That even though the guy got it to Maichol Ben Drusoy, if the Jew, it was taken off, and then the Jew finished it, that it's now Mavushal.
What's this case again? I'm sorry.
The guy cooks it to Maichol Ben Drusoy. It gets removed from the fire. A Jew now puts it on the fire. Okay?
Then it would be.
Now.
Then it would be Bishalakma.
So now it depends.
Right.
So it would be, except the Machaber says a Kula, if it's Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif or a type of a Hefsid, then the Machaber is Mekel. Okay? The Ramah is even more Mekel. He says it's always Mutter. Mutter B'cholanyan. Even if it's no Hefsid. He said, since the Jew, I mean, it fits well with, like, you know, it was close to 100%, but it fits well with the Ramah's general Mahalach here, that if the Jew's contributing...
Well, of course, we already said that.
Right. Okay. Even though you could, I mean, you could have said if it has to be contributed before it has to make a vendor's side, but it fits, meaning it makes
holds,
a lot of sense.
So Ramah holds that if the guy it put it up to Machal Ben Rusoy and the Jew took it over.
Right, removed it again.
Removed it and then cooked it once it was Kamakal Ben Rusoy,
right.
That's still mutter.
Right, or even for the Ramah's purposes, even if he just contributes to it. You know.
Even after the cooking was done, the basic cooking was done.
Yeah, Kamakal Ben Rusoy, again, the Ramah doesn't hold, you have to. Only the Machaber says that the Jew has to actually put it on while it's lit. The Ramah's shita is just just contribute to the cooking process. Okay, so that's an important kula of the Ramah, and also an important kula of the Machaber to know that the Machaber is Machalik. Now we're going to get to some of the famous kulas or not kulas in Bishalakum, and this is in Kofi Gimel. In Pasachim's Kofi Beis, Bishalakum's Kofi Gimel. When you're there, so in Kofi Gimel Dalid, that's where we talk about the Shvachos, the maids. So here the Machaber quotes two days. The first day is, there are some who are Mekel and Matir if the non-Jewish maid makes the food. That's the Shittas of Ramban. And then he quotes, but V'yesh Misha Osir Afilu B'dieved, the Shittas of the Rashba. That if the non-Jewish maid cooks it for you, it will be Osir even B'dieved.
Who's the discern
V'yesh Misha Osir Afilu B'dieved is the Rashba. I mean, it's all quoted in the Machaber. I'm just telling you, you know, it's not close to Ramban Rashba. Now, we didn't really go into it so much in Shir, but I'll just mention it, that there's a shaft there which discusses what type of shvachos, even according to the Ramban, what type of shvachos the Ramban was talking about, and questionably, based on the svara, whether it, even the Ramban would apply bismanazer or not, depending on the svara of why.
Well, we said Paulim, right? Paulim is the heter for the shifra, huh?
Right, so the question is that the svara, or is it more like, was he talking about a shifra that's like metuva and... that, you know, that has to keep Shabbos because it's a Shifcha. So, we didn't really go into it, so I'm not going to go into
but
it.
But today there's no more Shifcha canonis.
Right, so, exactly. So if you go after that Svar, it wouldn't apply. But if you go after the fact that they're a Poel, and that they're just doing it because I'm telling them to do it, then it would apply. So that's part of that Shaf, which discusses the reasoning for.
I mean, we have no Shifcha canonis.
Right, so, but if the...
There are going to be Shifchas who are Metzuvah on
Shabbos. Right, but if the Svara is not that Svara, and the Svara is a different Svara, that they're just doing it on your behalf,
right.
Because then it would apply.
Then the Ramban would talk about it, maybe be Michael.
Right, so that's part of that issue in that chaff as to what is the reason for the Ramban.
And the Rashba would still answer it.
Right.
Right.
Okay, good. Now, another halacha is... We pass this is in the first halacha in Kofi Gimel, that even if a goy does it, even though it's Beis Yisrael in the Jewish house, it's still aser. The fact that it's done on the Jewish premises is not a kula. This is, he's stating this because he's going lafuki from the Ravid. Because the Ravid was the one who said that there is a heter of Beis Yisrael. So the Machaber is passing not like that. Okay, so now, let's take some of those shitos, which we mentioned before, and kind of put them together and see if they could come together in the halacha. Even though we don't pass them like them, like maybe we could be mistarif them together. So, generally for Ashkenazim, things aren't a problem. Because generally a general hashkacha is that the Jew contributes to the fire. The Jew will turn on the fire, something like that. So in a hotel, in a restaurant, it's really not a problem for an Ashkenazi. For a Sephardi, it may often be a problem, because if the Mashkiach and the Hashra is relying on the Jew just turning on the fire, but not the Jew actually putting the food on the fire that's on, so that'd be a big problem for a Sephardi, because he's a Machaber. He's holding the Shittas Machaber. The question is there any Kula for the Sephardi? So here we have Rav Avadia Yosef, and likewise Rav Avadia, both say similar things. They say that there is a heter for Sfardim, and they make a sort of a svek sveka. They say, well, There is the das of the Ramah, which holds that a Jew contributing helps, right? So you're right, the Machaber didn't pass in that way, but that is a Deya. I mean, that's one Shita. And there is the other Shita of the Ramban, who holds that Poalim, there's no Isser Bishul Akum by Poalim. So you have like these two Sfeikos together, so they could be Makel, because, you know, maybe the Ramah is right. And even if the Ramah is not right, and the Machaber is right, well, maybe there's a Heter of Poalim.
Is this by case of a shift from now?
Well, this is in any...
Restaurant.
Restaurant. Every hotel, every restaurant, the non-Jewish cook is working for the Jew. He's, you know, it's a Jewish restaurant. So they make... It's interesting that they take the shittos, which maybe they don't necessarily... two shittos they don't pass in, like, generally. But okay, but each one is like... It could help the other a little bit. Number one, right? Because the Machaber didn't pass in, like, the Rambah, that a Jew contributing helps. So is that like he's... It's a nothing? So they say, no, it still counts for something. So put that together with Paul. Now, Paul alone, we don't really pass in, like... Okay, but you put the two together, and they... And... Their
so Poalim, in other words, the mainstream Shita is like the Rosh Bo, that Hass is Poalim.
Right, generally. Okay. Unless it's, I think generally, that's what people generally assume. But here you're taking two Shitas, which are, and then putting them together. Likewise, I think he says...
Right. Alone they don't carry weight. But
right, right. Together they carry weight. I think also, yeah. I don't know if we mentioned it this year or not, but I think Ravadi also has the, also... the Beis Yisrael Heter, even though we don't pass in like the Ravid, but put the Ravid, which we don't pass in like, together with the Ramah, which the Machaber also doesn't pass in like, but you put them together that, oh, you know, a Jew contributes, and it's based on Jewish premises, you know, that type of a thing. You take two Shittas, which, like you say, each on their own don't carry the day, but maybe together they can carry the day. And Rabbi Simon is fond of saying the story which he dealt with this year, where he was Mekel, he felt it was a big Shas Archak, with the a school called him up. They were going on some Lag BaOmer outing, and they were going to a park, and they were going to have a barbecue, whatever, some Franks or hamburgers, hot dogs. And when they got there, they found there was a miscommunication, and the goyim cooked everything already. It's all cooked. So they're calling up from the park, and this is the lunch for the whole school, right? So Rabbi Simon felt this is a big Shas Archak for many reasons, and he just relied on the Poalim Heter. And he said, and then the teachers, the rabbi, wanted to know, but should we eat from it? She says, yes, you should eat from it too, because this Talmidim can't see
right.
That they're eating from it, but the rabbi aren't. So sure. It's going to cause whatever. It's going to be a big mess. If he answers the whole lunch, his heads are going to roll. You know, it's just going to be a big, big shas achak. That's the lunch. That's their food for the whole school. So he was making on that. A couple of more ha'aras here, and that is in Kufi Gimel again, Sif Tezayin. This is a very important thing, and that is if there is initial Isra of Bishal Akum, the guy cooks it, right? So what's the halach with the kalim? Is it asa the kalim or is it not asa the kalim? This is a very big. So the first day of the Machaber is from the Rashba, which says yes, the kalim need hechsher. The Machaber quotes the Yesh Omrim that says they don't need Hechsher.
Who's the basic Rishon he quotes?
The Rashba.
Rashba.
That the Kelim need Hechsher. You know, the Yesh Omrim that they don't need Hechsher. One important caveat, though, is that even the Machaber says, even according to the Shita that holds that you do need Hechsher, which is the Rashba, right? He says, but if it's a Kli Cheres, so generally you hold a Kli Cheres, you can't Kasher it.
Right.
But in this case, since it's only a Din Drabbana and Ein Lo Ikar Min HaTorah, so even those who hold you need Hechsher will hold if you do Hagolah three times, it's okay. The Hagolah, this is where the Hagolah Skimo Pamim comes up. That Rav Moshe used for the dishwashers, for the porcelain. So this is where it comes up, that by Din, which is Ein Lo Ikar Min HaTorah, you could rely on that for Kli Cheres. But the basic important thing is to realize that it's, that you, according to the main sheet of the Machaber, is the Hechsher Kalim. So Rabbi Simon said a case. He had a Maisa in a Heitz here, whatever it is. There was someone, they didn't have their Shalom pot. They realized they didn't have their Shalom pot plugged in. Or was off, whatever. And they realized that during Ben HaShemashos. So they went and they found an Achri to turn it on. Because Ben HaShemashos, they didn't have Miro Achri, whatever, for all the Tzachim, so Miro Achri is okay. So then they asked Rabbi Solomon, is it okay? I just want to check out. Is it okay? So he says, no, the food is aser and the kelim are aser. Meaning, yeah, you have to kasher your cholim pot. Forget about, maybe it not be a Shabbos issue, but it's a bishalachim issue. You had raw beans, you had raw potatoes, you had raw meat in that pot. And then the guy who you had turned it on. Maybe. What?
It's not failing.
So again, that's not a kula which we are flippant with. That's, we're really machmir on it. This is some terrible shasar fak. Like, you know, the whole school isn't going to have food and who knows whose head's going to roll. Because, you know, so whatever that, if it's a real shasar fak, okay,
right.
But
you don't have any contribution here.
Right. So, but in a regular, hey, this is a good old regular case of bishalakum.
Yeah.
And we don't throw that.
I didn't want to be somech on the Ramban.
Right. So we don't. We're not somech on that shita. Just right. In a regular case.
The Ramban is the phone. This is your next door neighbor, though.
What?
This is your next door neighbor. This is non-Jew.
Right.
Yeah, but or Beis Yisrael. You're not going to be. You know. You're not going. No, but even. Yeah, but we don't hold like that. You know,
we don't hold like that.
And maybe it could be Poland because he's doing it at your behest. If you hold that the Poland and part of Poland is at your behest, it's not like they're cooking it and inviting you over. So okay, but either way, we're not going to be soulmates on that.
You can tell the next door neighbor.
Even if it would be Poland, it'd be Machmir.
Yeah.
And they have to kasher their shalom pot. Now, so that was a, you know, think these things come up. Okay, two more ha'aras. One is an important pre-chadosh, which Rabbi Simon quoted, that we said the requirement for official akum is it has to be ola al shulchan melachim. So the phrase ola al shulchan melachim lachis v'as apas. So something's eaten in conjunction with the bread, in conjunction with the suda. So is that literal or not? Let's say it's something which is kosher, but it's not eaten together as really a sudadik food. So the pre-chadosh is mekel. And he says that's why there's a heter that people have to drink coffee that's cooked by a goy. Because coffee is not there, laf is a sabas. So therefore he's mekel on the coffee, that if a goy cooks the coffee, it's okay. And then he has another svara that he, the pre-chadosh, throws in, that maybe that really it's water. And there's no bishul akum on water. Because water is water. Right? But and so the coffee is just like giving a tam into water. Basically it's tasty water.
Tam into the water.
Yeah, it's tasty water. So he has between those two svaras, the prichadosh is mekel for the coffee drinkers. And now the final thing is Rav Abadi. And he is big into this. He says that the heter that we had before, he's very into the industrial heter, like we had Rav Moshe said by the Pasachim, Rabbi's into it by Bishul Akum as well. And therefore Rabbi Badi holds that anything that's manufactured in an industrial way is not bechlal the zera of Bishul Akum at all. And again, we saw it from Rav Moshe by Pasachim, Rabbi feels that it's a very strong story and he applies it to Bishul Akum as well. Okay?